So this morning, Lou and I are going to be talking about how God is a provider to us and how he provides for all of us. So I wonder whether we can hear cries of desperation around us. Some examples of those cries are recorded on the website for the Food Bank and Stone Pillow Charity. So one of those stories is Holly's story. So Holly was bringing up her four-year-old daughter, and things started to go wrong, and her daughter got very ill, and she eventually had to go to hospital. Holly was living in an area that was unclean and dangerous, and she didn't have enough food in the house, so she turned to the food bank. They supported her, and she started to get her life back on track. Another example of one of these stories was told to us last night at the sleep out, and it was about this man called Simon. And he was living in, so he grew up in Guildford, and his dream was to become a PE teacher, and he reached his goal and he became a PE teacher. He went to university, he went to lots of schools, he was a PE teacher at one school for 25 years, and then things started to go quite wrong for him as well. And like he got divorced from his wife, and he had a drinking problem and quite a lot of issues with his life. He ended up living on the streets, on and off the streets for about 5 years. Eventually he came to Chichester and was on the streets. However, his sister told him about Stone Pillow, and he went there, and he's only been off the streets for about 73 days, but he was just saying how much his life has been transformed by Stone Pillow, and how great, how much of a blessing they were to him.
Yeah, brilliant. So, yeah. Thank you. So these organisations help to get people back on their feet and give them the necessary support. But also we know that God is our provider. God is the answer to our spiritual need. And in the Bible passage today, we saw the puppet act out as the widow explaining. This widow had lost her husband. She was in a desperate state. She had no money. She had no possessions. She had nothing left. She even had debts to pay off. And they were going to take her two sons away. She was at rock bottom, at her lowest point. And there was a need for a breakthrough. And like those stories that we've been hearing, there's a need for a breakthrough when there's no hope. And do you know what? God hears.
So do we think here this morning that we are in a place where we need a breakthrough in our lives? So what do we need God to do this morning? God hears when we come to him, and he provides for us, and he can provide anything that we ask him for, like healing, hope, or friendship.
Yeah, brilliant. So God hears our cries. We might not feel that we're getting through to God, but he actually hears us. And Elisha was a man of God. He was the prophet, and he came to the widow, and we don't know why. He heard God's voice, and he came to the widow. And that question, instead of seeing that she had nothing there, she asked the widow, "What shall I do for you? What shall I do for you?" And often, when we're at our lowest point, we need to come before the God and say, "Lord, we need some help here." And God comes. He says, "Ask, and you will receive. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be open. What shall I do for you?" And we felt that the Lord saying that this morning, what shall I do for you when there's no hope left? Can we hear the Lord whispering that? And Elijah said, "Well, what have you got? What's in your home?" And she said, "I've got a little jar of oil. That's all I've got left. That's all I've got left, and take it and start pouring it." And it was that obedience, wasn't it? This is all I have. Taking it and action, starting to step out and start pouring. She must have felt really silly, this jar, and filling up, but stepping out in faith. And often we need to give the little things we have in our lives and say, "This is all I've got. But I'm going to start walking. I'm going to start pouring out the little I have." And God said, yeah, that's my daughter, that's my son, that's my child. Step out in faith.
So when things are tough, we don't often feel like we have a lot to give. But I think that even if we think that we've got something really small, it can make a huge difference in someone's life. So an example could be a text message or to someone, or a smile, or just a hug. Offer what we have. So what happened to the oil? It kept on pouring. It filled the jars more than the widow had, which is a miracle. The neighbors got involved and became a community event. God gave the oil to the widow because he is a generous provider. He wants to pour his blessing out on us.
You see, God often, with our little, multiplies, doesn't he? Multiplies what we can ever imagine. He does more than we can ever imagine. And as Emma's got some little bit of putty, and when you first buy putty, it's really hard. And what do you need to do? You need to mold it and push it and pull it and play with it. And then you start to stretch it and it becomes longer, you see. But it takes breaking it off, molding it, forming it, using it. And we just felt that this, you know, was a symbol in our lives. Sometimes the little we have to start by using what we've got, and God will multiply. And we know in the Bible that the oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit, of God showing his abundance in our life, provision. And in the Old Testament, oil was anointed, wasn't it, for the kings and the priests and the prophets. And then Jesus came, the direction, the pointer of the anointed king, where the oil flowed and he blessed, and his presence blessed many. And we're like those empty jars. And God often refers to us as empty jars, one needed to be filled with the presence of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to pray now for a refilling of the Holy Spirit. And then Ellen's going to just come up and do some prayers for us.
So God hears our needs. We need to think, what little do we have? We need to step out in faith and receive the blessing and the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. So we want you to just think, where are you at? What stage are you at? Are you in that need for a breakthrough? What little have you got? Step out in faith, because God wants to use what you've got and fill you afresh. So Ellen, would you like to come up, please?
So you can see on the cards that they'll have a picture of a different picture on it. So if you have a card with a house on it, a picture of a house on it, we ask you to pray for those who do not have shelter or their shelter is uncertain. If you have a plate of food, we ask you to pray for those who go without it. If you have a bathroom, we ask you to pray for those who do not have access to a toilet or bathroom. And if you have been given a heart, we ask that you pray for those who feel lonely, especially those who are homeless and often ignored.
So we're going to give you guys a couple of minutes just to sit in your groups or by yourself and just pray over the pictures you have, and kind of if the Lord leads you to pray kind of outside those boundaries that we've given you, feel free to go for it.